Yesterday, you talked with Rachel about the difficulty of finding silence in a busy life. And I believe that there is a place of silence within each of us, and we can access that place through our breath. So if I may, I'd like to talk about breathing. We breathe. We breathe in, we breathe out, we breathe out, we breathe in. Our breath is our constant companion in life. From the newborn's first eager gulp of air to the last gentle expiration of the dying, it's with us, reflecting our moods and fueling our activity. Our first and last breaths are parentheses within which our life as independent beings is contained. There is more to it than that, though. When we breathe out, our body is getting rid of something it no longer needs. Spent fuel, we might say. So the out-breath relates to the past, to what has been and no longer is. Most of us at some time have sighed our breath out. Oh, thank goodness that's over. It's the past. On the other hand, when we breathe in, we're fueling our body for future action. We breathe in deeply, preparing us for what is to come. Our in-breath relates to the future. Now, between the out-breath, the past, and the in-breath, the future, there is a tiny moment of stillness, of silence. Try breathing out and observe this moment before breathing in again. It corresponds to what lies between the past and the future. In other words, it's the present. If we allow our mind to dwell on this moment, we bring ourselves into the present, and our body and mind become calm and still. A pause in life. A pause, perhaps, for thought. This is the stillness we seek in a Quaker meeting. And there, if we are patient and present, I believe we may sometimes be touched by God.